Do you know? Well, it's between a bush and a tree. It's really sort of bigger than a bush, but not as big as a tree. And it grows a lot of times alongside the road, and it gets real red in the fall. And some people say it's poison. It has some berries.
It's a shoemake.
Yeah. You're the first person who's ever gotten that from my description of it. Ever.
I usually can't think of the name. I know it, but it will not come to me. But that
you're the first person who's ever gotten that one from my description.
You're not sure about your description.
I'm not sure that my keep thinking my description must not be right because everybody draws a blank on it.
It has I think it's very pretty. I've always wanted one to just have in my yard.
Mm-hmm.
When the leaves are off of it, it has such a pretty silhouette. The branches go in all directions.
What about the kinds of bushes or vines or something like that that will make your skin break out if they rub up against
poison ivy or poison oak?
And what about types of berries?
What do you want, some names?
Yeah, names.
Strawberries, raspberries. Are you thinking along that line?
Mm-hmm.
Fruits?
Exactly.
Boysenberries, blueberries.
That's
fine. Oh, I said raspberries.
Yeah, that's fine. If you were talking about some berries that you shouldn't eat because they might kill you if you were to eat them, you'd say that they might be
poisonous.
Do you know of a bush that grows up in the mountains? Probably not, but it's got beautiful blooms in the spring.
Orangey red?
I think they're pink. There is one though. There is one,
there's an Indian paintbrush that's a pretty orangey red.
Yeah.
It grows quite low. But you're saying a branch now, aren't you?
This is a... how about mountain laurel? Have you ever heard of it?
Mm-hmm. But I don't know that I'm really familiar with it.
You're the first person I've met that's heard of it. I grew up in North Georgia. Apparently mountain laurel is very common there, and I was very familiar with it. But it must not...
Now, in Tennessee, they have rhododendron on the hills.
Yes. Rhododendron. That's also...
And there is also a mountain that goes very pretty.
Honeysuckle is a wild.
Well, yes, it's wild too, but
clematis
I'm thinking. Yeah. That's still not the one. There's still another one. But anyhow, go ahead.
How about that tree with the big shiny leaves and the big white
magnolia? Flowers?
Yeah. Would you believe some people call that a cucumber?
What?
Cucumber.
Tree?
A woman who has lost her husband, that is, because he has died, would be called a...
widower.
And
no. She's a widow. He'd be a widower.
Right. when you were talking, you were telling about you didn't use the terms grandma and grandpa. What about when you were talking to your father and mother, what did you call them?
Daddy and mother.
And your father and mother together are called your...
parents.
You've already told me about your grandma. I know one thing you didn't tell me. How many children you had?
Two daughters.
Two daughters.
Two granddaughters.
And two daughters and two granddaughters. And if you were talking about them, then you'd say, well, they're not boys, but they're...
girls.
If a woman's going to have a child, you say she's...
pregnant.
Oh, here's one. This is an interesting one. If there was no doctor to deliver a baby, they might have to send for a woman...
midwife?
You've heard of that?
Well, sure. They're supposed to be coming back.
Yeah, they do say that. If a boy or a girl has facial features like her mother, for example, if it's her facial features, you might say that the girl...
resembles?
Mm-hmm. And if she has... if her behavior... is like her mother's, you might say she
acts like.
And if a mother has looked after three children until they're grown up, you say she has...
Well, we'd say raised.
And if a little child had been naughty, you might say, you're going to get a...
spanking.
And
that's what I was thinking of with spoiling a while ago.
Oh.
When I think of anything as spoiled, it's a child. It's not food, it's a child.
Your brother's son would be called your...
nephew.
And a child that's lost both its father and mother is called...
orphan.
And for an orphan, the court might have to appoint a...
guardian.
Yeah. And all the people related to you would be your...